I will be reading from John chapter 7, verses 37 through 38. And on the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. The ones who believe in me, as the scriptures said, will have streams of living water flowing from deep within him."
My name is Shelby, and I have a confession to make. I am an addict. I didn't mean for it to happen. I didn't mean for it to get so out of control. But, you know, no one ever expects to get hooked. Like most addictions, it started out small. No big deal, you know. But the more I got, the more I wanted. My life hasn't been the same since it all began. Everything has changed. My habits, my attitude, my relationships, even my grades. At first, you didn't really hardly notice it, but it was there. My life hasn't been the same since at all. My friend's actually the one who got me started. She told me about this thing that really helped her in life, and she said they could help me too. Naturally, I didn't believe her, but she finally convinced me to do it. And from then on, my life has been amazing. It has filled every piece of my soul. So I admit it. I'm hooked. I'm addicted. I'm sold out. Totally dependent on Jesus Christ.
Shine. I'm going to be reading from Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names. That is the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Jesus, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. It states, "The Lord also will be a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you."
still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.
You've never failed me yet, and I never will forget. You've never failed me yet, and I never will forget.
We're going to be singing that song a lot here at First Baptist, starting in a couple of weeks. Real quick, I wanted to share that. I didn't know I was going to do this. Sorry. Just going to surprise you here. Just real quick, in a nutshell, we left here on a Saturday, drove to Huntsville, Alabama, stayed down there Saturday night, and then got up Sunday morning and sang at New Salem Baptist Church in Huntsville, Alabama. We led worship that morning. And then we left there and traveled up to Knoxville, Tennessee, and sang at Rocky Hill Baptist Church, my home church, where I was baptized, where I was called to the ministry. So that was special. Then we did that. And then went up to Carson Newman, where Lori and I met as well, and went to Carson Newman, and we stayed there. That was where we lodged in the evenings. But on Monday, we went to a Dolly, Dollywood. That's what Grayson called his dad, and we were rooming together, and he was calling it Dolly World. Grayson was, not Jeremy. Grayson was, which is very accurate. It is Dolly's world up there. But and then yesterday, morning, we got to do something special. We got to go to the Knoxville Area Rescue Mission in downtown Knoxville. And we sang like in an area, say, right here in the interstate, was right there at the balcony. And so that was a little challenging, to say the least, to be able to do that and be heard. But we did take a sound system. And, I told them I couldn't help but think, When we got there, and I talked to them before we did everything that we did, there were 307 beds between the men and the women. Very nice facility. But 307 beds that homeless people go to in the evenings. They eat their meal, and then they go and lodge there for the night. And then they start waking them up at 4 or 4:30, and they have to be out of there by 6 o'clock. And then they walk out to who knows where. And I couldn't help but think of an old youth choir song that I sang when I was 16 or 17. I don't remember exactly how old I was when I sang the song, but it was based on Luke 9:58. And I shared this with the kids. I said, I want to talk to you about a homeless person this morning before we go out here and sing for these and minister to these. And Luke 9:58 says, foxes have holes and birds have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Think about that. The creator of the birds of the air and the intelligence of their brains to make nests, the foxes, he created the foxes, and they know how, as he put it in them, to know how to make dens. And we talked about other animals that, are the same way. Think about, though, the Creator left His home in heaven and became homeless so that we, in turn, could have a home, right? So we could have an eternal home with Him in heaven. He left the glory of heaven and became homeless, was nomadic His whole life, so that we could in turn have a place to call home. And I just wanted to, and this song that they're about to sing really resonates that. We didn't put the lyrics up on the screen because I want them to memorize the songs. When you memorize them, they get into your heart a little better, as witnessed by, I still remember the songs that I sang in youth choir. We didn't have screens back then. So one of the verses says, and this is for you, okay? This word is for you tonight. This word is for you tonight, whoever you are, wherever you are. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. Mercy says you don't have to keep running around the road you're on. Love's never met a lost cause, and that's a capital L, Jesus. Love's never met a lost cause. Your shame, lay it down. Leave your ghosts in the past, because you know that you can't go back, but you can turn around. You've never been more than one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home. Coming home. One step from arms wide open. His love has never let you go. You are not alone. You're just one step away from coming home. If you don't have a home tonight, a spiritual home, tonight's the night. Tonight's the night. You get that address down, and it becomes your address for eternity.
What if you could go back and relive one day of your life all over again and unmake the mistake that left you a million miles away from the you you once knew? Now yesterday's shame keeps saying that you can't get back on track.
But what if I told you you're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home? One step from arms wide open, His love has never let you go. You're not alone, you're one step away.
It doesn't matter how far you've gone, mercy says you don't have to keep running down the road you're on. Love's never met a lost cause. Your shame, lay it down. Leave your ghosts in the past, cause you know that you can't go back, but you can turn around.
You've never been more than one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home. One step from arms wide open, His love has never let you go. Chains, come now and take up your new name. Your best life up ahead now. You one step away. Lay down your old chains. Come now and take up your new name. Your best life up ahead now. You one step away. So come on home. Come on home.
looks out from arms wide open. His love has never let you go. You're not alone.
You one step away. Lay down your old chains. Take up your new name. Lay down your old chains. Take up your new name. Take up your new name, your best life up ahead now. You're one step away, lay down your old chains. Come now and take up your new name, your best life up ahead now. You're one step away.
Why, if I'm a believer, am I still feeling like a slave to my old self?
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Why do I sometimes feel as though I'm in a battle?
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
So what do I do when Satan tries to make me doubt or slip back into my old ways?
But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
So it's a spiritual thing? Is it possible to win this war?
For now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
That's all there is to it?
I'm crying for your heart. I'm Micah 6:8 says, "He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God."
What shall I bring before my God? How shall I bow before you, before the high and holy one? What is the gift that I would bring you? For all I have is from your hand. And what I need to understand is that your grace was never meant to be repaid. I would bring 1,000 offerings if you desired, but you delight in living sacrifice. What you require is to do justly and to love. Gentle hands and tender words
pouring out on me your kindness and your mercy, and in your name I would turn and do the same. I would bring 1,000 offerings if you desire, but you delight in living sacrifice. What you
began to fall.
With my shirt, he couldn't see it. I left out the most important part a while ago. Well, God's word is the most important part. But what we did there, after we sang at the homeless shelter, we then went to those the areas where the men and women sleep, the 307 beds. We divided up into groups, small teams, and ahead of time, we had made cards on, was it 4x6? 4x6 cards, had just written scripture or any kind of encouraging note, and took it and laid it on the pillow of each empty bed. And as we did that, we stopped and we prayed over that bed for that precious soul of God. We prayed over that one. And it was, as Brother Bill, where's Bill? There, Bill. As Bill said, it was a very humbling experience. It was a very humbling experience. And in my group in the area I was in, we didn't say a word. We just prayed and walked to each bed and prayed and laid cards down. And it, we even ran out of cards. And thankfully, Miss Lori Snow Martin, sorry. Miss Lori Martin had some extra cards. So right there on the spot, the kids whipped out their Bibles, took their pens, and wrote some extra cards and went and continued the process. And that was the highlight for me. It wasn't singing. It was getting the opportunity to do that and realize about the precious souls out there. Before we sing this last song, I want to recognize some folks. First of all, I want to recognize our drivers. They're very important people on these trips, are our drivers, because they drive and get us where we're going safely. So first of all, I want to recognize the man who drove our van, and that's Brother Bill Moore. Bill, would you stand right here? And then the person that drove the great big bus, Mrs. Lori Martin, right there. Now, I want to recognize all of our chaperones, even you two. Please, if you're a chaperone, please stand. Most of them have green shirts on, I think. All right, you know our tradition. On this last song, if you've ever sung in the choir or been a chaperone in the choir, previous years, 16 choir trips roughly, we want for you to come up and sing with us on this last song. So if you would make your way. And as they're making their way, this year we want to recognize three of our seniors. Two of them are singing let me start first up. Miss Sarah Creasy back here. Sarah, stand up. Sarah. Miss Jenna Wiesman, another senior right here. Mr. Zachary Benson, right here.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
I forgot, man, this is bad. This is bad. I forgot to recognize two people that kind of important too, is that bus driver. Can you scoot out Jenna just a little bit? First of all, Matthew Snow playing the cajon right here. And my wife, Lori Shepherd, playing the piano. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. A few Sunday nights ago, I was leading worship, and one of the girls that sang alto that morning couldn't be there that night. So that night, it dawned on me when I was leading worship Sunday night, I had Dorothy Hatcher, Michael White, and Daniel Bullington leading worship with me. And those were all former youth choir members. So what a blessing, yeah. Let's pray together, then you'll be dismissed. Father in heaven, foxes have holes and birds have their nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. Yet in him I find my place of rest. We praise you and thank you. Amen.
All right, you're coming to our house.